Nothing. They did it. And I remember as a kid boy myself going with her out to the cow pen. She taught me how to milk a cow. The old lady had knuckles all arthritis, you know, and everything. I got a cold frosty morning milking those cows. But that's the kind of stuff she's made out of. If she did anything that had to be done, she could do it. And never complained, always smiling, always had something for the children. You want a piece of string or something, go to Andy, she'd have it. That kind of person. We loved them. Big casino with us. And had a beautiful singing voice. They say when she was young, I didn't know her when she was young, but my mother said when she was young, said she could have gone, she could sing opera. She just had a wonderful voice. She knew a lot of music. Faithful singing. She lost her sweetheart during the Civil War. Yeah. Well, she was a generation of people that this world has never seen another one like her. That's right. That's the greatest generation of white folks that's ever on this earth. Was those folks that come right along there then that had the Christian background. It was a salt of the earth. There's nobody who had a high seeking heaven than those people. Because they had a genuine regard for their slaves. She left her easy home in Alabama to come here just because the niggas needed them. They were dying and sick, and he took them away from where they were and brought them out here on this sandy land and started opening it up. The oldest daughter in the family was Elizabeth, and she was made her debut in Jackson. And she got her health, she got exposed to the weather and developed pneumonia. And pneumonia went into tuberculosis. Yeah. And she lingered for 4 or 5 years here. And every afternoon, the latter part of her life, she would take walks. And all that country over yonder was just a glade of holly trees. You got one over there now. And I was a boy, there were one of them left, but they all gone now. Hollies. And that was Hollywood. Plantation. Before there was in Hollywood, California. That was Hollywood. That's that house. Hollywood Plantation. And she picked out her gravesite right at the foot of a big Hollywood tree. Said, that's where I want to be buried. And they buried her, and that established the family burial ground. It's over there now.
You know, you said that your grandfather on your mother's side didn't have any formal education. Do you know about your grandmother, whether she had any?
Grandmother, who is that? What did I say now?
Your grandfather on your mother's side, you said he didn't have any formal education.
He went to Nashville 1 year.
Was that a prep school?
Yeah, I imagine so. He took Latin and stuff and heavy subjects. See, he was just Now his wife went to school at Nazareth, Kentucky. That's a famous girls' college, Catholic school that a world of young women in the South went to. They were sheltered and protected and given a cultural education. Nazareth, Kentucky.
Is that like kind of a finishing school or something?
Well, yes, that's right. Not only finishing, but fundamental. Wasn't just the icing on the cake as far as religion. They got the fundamentals there too.